Welcome to Avirim Yerushalmi, Shir is sponsored in the schus of the return of all the hostages and the end of the war in Eretz Yisrael. We're holding in Shabbos, Daf Kuf Yudalef, and the Oiz V'Hodor edition, the 20th Perek, starring Halacha Beis. Zog the Mishnah. Nois the Mayim al Gabei Shemorim b'shvim b'shvil she'itzolo. One could put water over wine yeast, wine dregs, in order to clear them. And we talk about these Shemorim are sitting on a sifter. So he puts the water on top of them, it's going through the sifter. But because the water is clean, the sifter doesn't affect it, and there's no problem of boyer over here on Shabbos. Kadidus the Mishnah, umisani mesayayim besudorim rekfifa mitzvus. You could sieve the wine through cloth and a Egyptian basket. And the reason this is mutter is because it's not the derech to do it, and one could drink the wine without doing it, so it's not really necessary. One could put an egg into a sifter of chardol, of mustard, and the purpose is to separate the yolk from the egg white. Reb Chaim explains it's not considered to be boirer because it doesn't really need the yolk. It's only for the coloring in the food, so that's not considered to be boirer. Voisim yeinu milim b'shabbos. As we're going to see in the Gemara that talks about something that you put together, wine, honey, and pepper, you're allowed to do that on Shabbos. You could do it in Shabbos, only a small amount, the amount to put in one cup. If not, it's like he's preparing for Shabbos to the weekday. Ubiyonto, you could do a little bit more, belagin, like pitchers. Uvimoyed bechofis. When you talk about cholamoyed, you could do the size of a barrel. It says it really depends on what you need. The more guests you need, the more you can do. So the Gemara knows the Imam Gabi Shmarim Vichule, Yarbo Bishram of Yudah Bishram Rav, Ubilvachle, Aselso Kamin Tuk. He needs to be careful that when he's putting the water on the Shmarim, he's not going to create her a little pouch. Because that means he's doing Kedech Shoyse Bechoyl. Says the Gemara, Bayo Domil Somalich Foysom Venases Tikme Eleo. What happens? He puts that sifter on top of a Kli, and on its own, it becomes in a shape of a pouch. Is that a problem or not? Referring to the Egyptian basket, the way you sifted through it is you put it on the side, so you don't do it the way you do it on the weekday. Kedirus the Gemara to explain, when you put the egg through the mustard sifter, you separate the egg in the sifter of mustard. Kul shel chardol, when you have a piece of mustard, if someone wants to press it, he could do it with his hand, but he can't do it with a kli. So it will be a little bit of a shinui. Rav Yaakov bar Yaakov, Yochanan ben Shimon bar Yanai, he says, using the gusa of Rav Chaim, mimaych b'kli avaloy b'yad, because it's better to do it with the hand than to do it with a kli. So the shinui is to do it with a kli. Even for the dogs, you don't do with the hand. It's most to do with the hand. So don't tell me the normal ways to do with the hand. He could do with the hand or with the kli. This shinu is not necessary. What is that? Is a mixture of wine, honey, and pepper. Halacha gimel zok t'mishto. Ein shoyim es achiltis bepoishrim. Chilti is a type of plant, is translated in English to asafetita, and they used to put it into water and use it for refuah. So one is allowed to eat it on Shabbos, even though they use it for medicine, because also the healthy people eat it. But to prepare it, that's called uvdi nechoil. So that's why it says you're not allowed to put the chiltis into poishri into lukewarm water. You can put it into vinegar. And shorim is like a shinim v'lo shofi moisum. You're not allowed to put veg into water. And you're not allowed to rub it to remove its dirt. You can put it into a dish or into a basket, even though some of the dirt may fall through the holes, and it's not a problem of boirer. You're not allowed to sift the straw in a sifter. You can't put it in a high place in order for the dirt to fall to the bottom. He could take straw to give to feed an animal, and he can put the straw into a sifter with intention just to carry it, even though as he's carrying it, the dirt falls off. Meaning when a Mishnah says that the chiltis you can put into the chaymetz, you could just put it into the chaymetz right now in front of you, but not to go and leave it in the chaymetz for a long period of time. Ravuna Amal Eshonu Lepoishim Habitzoinin Mutar. When it says you now leave the chiltis in water, it's only when it's lukewarm. But if it's cold, you're allowed to. So Gemara Daf Kuf Yudal Fon Beis. Rabbi Yochanan Shem Rabbi Yana. I feel a bit soyin asur. Even cold is asur. Amal Rabbi Yochanan. But I showed a little poishim. But our Mishnah said only lukewarm. Elo al chinam yagano. Says that I learned Torah. That I was yagan Torah for no reason. I mean, I learned Torah well. I know this Mishnah is a shitas yachid. We don't pass it that way. Ravuna Omar mechiltis mutal shtoyse b'shabbos. The water of the chiltis you're allowed to drink at Shabbos, even though people use it for a fool, but healthy people you drink it as well. Shul Omar chiltis aswa machal brimi. Even the chiltis itself, healthy people eat it. Ravuna Omar man deochal mitkal zuzaminei. Someone eats the amount of the weight of a zuz, mistaken voru nichlot. It gets endangered, it's not a healthy thing, and his skin falls off, so to speak. Rabbah ate a little bit from it, he went to the river to cool off because it was not good for his body. You're not allowed to put the kashirim in water. Why? Because that takes away their dirt. Rub them. That's threshing. It's a different way of removing dirt from the food. And you're not allowed to put the straw into a sifter. You don't want to put it in a high place for it to go down. That is mishum markid. That's what we say markid, when you come and separate and clean up the flour, as you put it on a high place, and then it goes down to a lower place. So a fatum and a rei, two types of animals. The fatum is the one who stays in the house and they feed it well. And the rei is the one who goes out to the fields and doesn't eat so well. So when you're allowed to remove food from in front of the fatum, because there's some of the food he doesn't want to eat, but you could give it to the rei, the animals that go out to the field, they're not so careful about what they eat. But the rei, when the rei can't eat anymore, there's no other animal can eat it. So then you just have to push it to the side, but not actually clean it thoroughly. Chachamim don't allow. The Bavli explains why not? Because Shema Yashre Gumas, maybe he's going to come and straighten out the floors. You're allowed to take food from one animal to give to another animal. See in the Gemara the exact case. So the Gemara, whatever the potter doesn't eat, you give to the ox that goes out to the field. He's going to eat it. So therefore, it's not mukta. Can you take food from one animal, give it to another animal? Didn't we just see in the Mishnah? Means talk about two animals are the same, from a cow to a cow. So the question is, can you take from one animal to another animal, a different animal? You can take from a donkey and give it to a cow. Because the donkey, when he eats, there's no saliva in the food. So the cow will still eat it. But when the cow eats, the food is filled with saliva, and the donkey will not eat it anymore. Rabbi explains the same idea. Be'ema Shapia Ra is the donkey doesn't eat so clearly, so carefully. And Be'ema Shapia Yofe is the paro, and it means you can take from the donkey and put it in front of the cow. So the Mishnah, Akash al gabei amito, you have straw on top of a bed. Lo yinanenu biyodin, not allowed to push with his hands because of mukze. Av minanenu biguf, he could do with his body because he's not doing it directly with his. It's considered to be kelachayat. Imayamachol beimo, if it was food of an animal, or she'oyol of kara sodin, or before Shabbos he put on it a pillow or a sheet showing he's going to lay down on it. So then it's not mukze anymore. Minanenu biyodin, he can move it with his hand. Machlo shebalabatim is an iron that's used in the house, and it's made out of two big plates where you put the clothing in between the plates. Matirin, you can untie it, unattach it in order to take out the clothes. Avaloi kovshim, you can press it in order to put the clothes in between. V'shakovsi lo yigaboy, v'shakovsi should not touch it. First of all, when you untie it, so it's considered to be that he's soiser, that he's breaking something, and it's also muktzah machmas chesur kis, so you can't touch it at all. If it was open before Shabbos, so then you could just remove the clothing from the iron that is a professional iron. The Mishnah is talking about he never used his straw to sleep on it. Well, if you slept with it in the day before, so then it's like a part of the bed and you're allowed to move it. We said you can move the straw with your body. What about moving with your elbows? Omar Avianis, Avianis says a very stark illusion. Koryach krecho, he should become bald. Kepoyach kpecho, he should lose his parnaso. Shefoyach tzidinim, pour cold water. Aman de andi le, the one who does it. Nofo beisel man de raviali. And the house should fall on the one who lays on it. In other words, Chazal allowed to do with the body, now with the elbows, so nobody should just allow himself to do also with the elbows as well. When we said that a person can use the straw in order to lay down on it, and that's not mukteh, it's only for a poor person that usually uses straw for that purpose. But a rich person who never uses it, for him it's mukteh. The Gemara now focuses on the last part of the Mishnah. Regarding the iron of Balabatim, do you not allow to attach it? You not put it together. So says the Gemara of Atani, we learn, when you have these seals in the ground, you're allowed to shake the knot, you're allowed to undo the knot, you're allowed to untie it, and you're allowed to cut it. That's a yomtiv. Pishabes mefakvikim, you're allowed to shake it. Avoy mefkim lo matim lo choytchim. Now literally take out the knot. That's where things are connected to the ground. But then a bekelim, if you talk about things that are movable, so bishabes mutar v'ntzoyach b'yomtiv. Then you're allowed to use the knots and shabes and of course a yomtiv. So why should the iron be different? We treat the machbesh, we treat the iron like as if it's connected to the ground. You see from the Mishnah, it says, do not touch the one which was a professional iron. Why not? You have to say that we treated the kelim connected to the ground. In other words, the Gemara is asking that an iron, a machbesh, a press, is something which is immovable. So it should not have the din of a problem of boy nevesoyser. So the Gemara, no, Rabbanan treated it as connected to the ground. And therefore, to go and to tie it together is considered to be binyan in his osur. But to untie it, because it's needed for Shabbos, we're talking about machbesha balabatim, that they allow, that's what Rav Chaim explains. And with this, we end the 20th parak of Maseches Shabbos, Hadra Aloch Perak Toilim, Hadra Perak Toilim Be'ezer Hashem. And with this, we conclude Yushalmi Shabbos, Daf Kuf Yud Aleph.